Finley Roofing on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
The NFL just fined the Cowboys and the Saints $500,000 each for what they called actions that took place at a joint practice between the teams earlier this week. That's a big brawl. Doesn't that seem a little extensive? I mean, I don't know. The competition committee, though, is cracking down on this, Mike, and they are hard about sportsmanship. We want to play the game the right way, shake hands afterwards, and have everybody feel good about themselves, I guess. But 500 grand each for the Saints and Cowboys. I was saying as we started these joint practices, and maybe we'll hear today, maybe these guys are just getting work in. So be it. My thing is this team has had no urgency. It's kind of just been going through the motions.
Right. Brandon Dorlus said that, speaking with the media after yesterday's practice, because there was certainly an uptick, you know, on run stoppage. We talked about, you know, a guy that ran through us literally all day long in Jonathan Taylor last year. And again, not that he was the only guy running the football, but they did a good job. We played the Colts guy that was like, hey, our wide receivers. He's talking about guys you never even heard of.
Yeah.
They got everyone's banged up and they had to bring in Keenan Allen. He didn't play yet. But one thing for certain, they know how bad it looked. You know, Dorlus said, like, we looked at the tape. It was embarrassing. Stefanski's not going to sit there, you know, guys, ripped him a new one. You know, because that's what some fans, I think, want to hear. So when Stefanski just gives you coach speak, what do you think? You want him to literally go ham after a crappy, meaningless preseason game?
Right.
The guys all know they played like crap. From the starters to the backups, only like two or three guys we didn't call out. You know, two or three guys who actually did their job. But you think Stefanski gains anything by going, you know, I was in there, boys. Ripped him a new one. Threw that white erase board, just threw it on the ground. You know, that's amateur hour. That's stuff that guys like Marty Morningweg do when they become head coaches and then similarly get fired. So Stefanski has a handle on it, and hopefully it will all pan out. But there are limitations, Carl, to this roster that are beyond his control.
No doubt. No doubt. A couple of things coming from camp, and I just want to point some things out. First and foremost, this is why we said relax when we started the show today. Things are feeling a lot better for the Falcons. Reports coming up from day number two of practice. Tua has looked significantly better.
Hey!
Significantly better.
Just how significantly better?
Well, that...
Would you say 15 to 25% better?
But that alone, right? I mean, perception's reality. When we watch this stuff and sometimes you go, man, he looks like crap. The next day, he comes back and he's hitting targets. And we'll find out more about the numbers and what it looks like. But that's the initial report. The other report, or at least one of them, Mike, is the defensive line has looked significantly better today.
All right.
Right? Dorlus and these guys, that like they're getting after today.
Yeah, apparently good against the run yesterday, but they basically, if you know, again, you can't touch no non-contact jersey for the quarterbacks, but apparently they didn't even get close to getting to Daniel Jones yesterday.
Dorlus, Chris Williams, Carlos Allen have been living in the Colts' backfield, as Will McFadden, our buddy up there with the Falcons, has said today.
All right.
And then he says also, Mike, 7-on-7, Harold Perkins broke up a nice pass. Kendall Daniels swatted down a pass across the middle. The defense as a unit went nuts. Mm. More energy. And that may be the thing today. I mean, all these guys can play. Sometimes it's just, hey, we need to get some things clicking and feel good about ourselves. So those are good things to hear. That's what we want. Right. We want to hear the positives. I don't want to spend a whole show, guys, on what Tua isn't. I don't want to spend a whole show on what Penix isn't.
Right.
Okay.
I mean, I you could argue that today and yesterday looked like the most accurate Falcon quarterback was Matt Ryan, warming up the wide receivers. So hopefully that continues to change today.
I was looking for a headline for today.
He does throw a nice ball, Carl. You know,
Mike Bell.
He can still spin it. Yeah, he can still spin it.
He can still spin it, man.
That's for sure.
But those are the kind of things. You know, Darnay Holmes, another standout moment for the Falcons DBs. Darnell Holmes, extremely vocal during the reps. Like, these are the things that you want to hear about at these joint practices. Not all the negative. And there's going to be some negative plays, guys. That's football.
Daniel Flick, you know, yesterday talked about, you know, Penix with some, you know, ball. You talked about accuracy before we spoke with Mike Griffith.
Yes.
And ball placement. And that's something he's going to have to be coached on. That's where, you know, Van Pelt is considered a great quarterback whisperer. And, you know, you got Stefanski. I know some guys are kind of lukewarm on Tommy Rees being the OC, but he's got a lot of experience.
He does.
But that's the stuff that's got to improve.
Yeah. It's got to get
better.
A lot
of that comes from footwork.
No doubt. But that's also practice.
Right.
That's real movement and practice and trying to work through this stuff. You know, you can get in the mirror all you want. I need some guys coming after me. I need some real movement as to how guys operate on the field. Mm-hmm. Either way, I think it's overall good news today. And again, don't want to dismiss this. Penix threw a nice wheel route in 7-on-7 because that's all he's doing to Bijan Robinson for a touchdown. Great!
All right, here's the latest from Bowtie Sports.
Uh-oh, here we go.
We had D-Lin on earlier today before practice began. Falcons first-team offense moved from their 25 to the Colts 45 before three straight incompletions by Tua.
Hater.
He was under duress on the second and fourth down. On third down, he overthrew Drake London. I had a 3-7 on the drive.
Okay. I want to see the full numbers.
Remember,
see what it
looks go like. To Bowtie Sports. Book right, it down.
Right. I want to see the full numbers. You know what? Something we didn't talk to Mike
Have
Griffith.
Have your credit card ready.
Mike Griffith about. We didn't mention Brent Venables got an extension.
Yes.
And OU comes to Sanford Stadium this year. For those who are wondering, 6-year contract. That's kind of the norm. I mean, for these college coaches, this is what you're getting. And so he gets 6 years. It averages about $10.5 million. So he's not the highest paid guy. Mm-hmm. He's in that mix. You know, when we talk about Kirby, 13, 14, Dabo, right, DeBoer, Sark. But he's in that mix. But the thing for me is it adds 2 years to his current deal. And then it runs through 2031. So OU is basically saying, hey, we believe in what he's doing. We won 10 games last year.
Went to the playoffs.
Yeah, we feel good about our team and our situation. And so they lock him up. So, look, these are the things that happen. But that is one game, by the way, when you talk about potentially going into Sanford Stadium. Oklahoma coming in, experienced quarterback, Mike. We'll see what what their personnel looks like at that point. But that's one that's dangerous for Georgia.
I know that you and I have had these debates with some fan bases about why do you outbid yourself for a guy. They believe in him, the prodigal son, all that stuff. You know, if, provided that you know they get the offense. You know, last year Matthias being unhealthy just really hurt them in big moments.
It did.
He's a guy. By the way, you can buy a lot of Joe Weider arm blasters with that contract extension. What, Daddy? You got to get the cut, man.
Falcon coverage on 92.9 The Game is presented by Xfinity. Score the most reliable Wi-Fi, one price, 5 years guaranteed. Xfinity, imagine that. Mike, what do we have coming up in Guy Talk?
Hey, man, what Braves pitcher got broken up with by his supermodel girlfriend? Yeah, I didn't know that either.
I didn't know that.
I found that out today. Also, some are saying Marta was a big hero during the World Cup, and now it's gone back to being Marta. We'll explain coming up in Guy Talk next.